promoting his new movie, A Million Ways to Die in the West, which I personally think is one of the best movies of all time, if you want to think about it. Seth MacFarlane, one of my idols. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, that's going pretty well.
For those of us whose microphones are on, it's going very well.
I wanted you all to myself, Seth, yeah. So I didn't turn on the microphone.
You just go right ahead.
Oh, my God, you selfish bum.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Seth MacFarlane, we're so excited to have you on. Mm-hmm. JC was the fortunate one, and Al, except he was really tired and slept through part of it.
He always, but don't feel bad, Seth. He falls asleep at every single
movie.
Yeah.
JC was fortunate enough to see your movie. Yeah, and JC loved it. He said, it's hilarious. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's you know, we really, you know, we had a lot to, big shoes to fill following up Ted, and we wanted to do something completely different, but hopefully just as funny.
Was this your first, you know, showing your face in a film?
Yeah, what took you so long, Seth?
Yeah, you know, I had danced around it, you know, but I mean, you know, I'd done bits here and there, and then, you know, a lot of hosting, obviously, with things like the Oscars and the Comedy Central roasts and whatnot, but I had never actually just taken the plunge, and I figured, you know, there's so much of myself in this character that I you know, let's just do this and see what happens. And I had the time of my life. I mean, it was a blast, and
yeah.
And I'm thrilled with the way the movie's.
I'd have the time of my life too if I got to hang out next to Charlize Theron.
That's what I'm saying. Was it really? Was that your motivation? Like, oh wow, Charlize is going to be in this movie, so maybe I'll go ahead and bust up in there myself.
Believe it or not, I am a professional. I keep work and play separate.
But you wanted to, though, didn't you?
I don't fraternize with my colleagues. Yeah.
That fact, well, that's not what the gossip columns were saying, but...
because they're Woodward and Bernstein over there.
Exactly.
Right. It was great. We had a blast, and we became extremely close friends and just laughed all day. I mean, it was just a ball, and I think it shows on screen. I hope it does.
It really does, and you're a natural on the camera. I was a little nervous to watch it because I'm a big fan of yours, and I love Family Guy. I love the Cleveland Show. I loved American Dad, and I was nervous to watch you because you've never done a movie before.
You wanted him to do good,
and I was like your dad. I was like, oh yeah, come on, little Seth, come on, buddy,
come on, little Seth.
Now, why'd you pick a Western though? A Western comedy.
I love the genre. I love the look and the sound of classic Westerns. You know, the vistas, just the magnificent cinematography, the music, and I love, you know, taking a world like that, that's you know, sort of alien to our present day, and trying to make it as relatable and as normal and as casual seeming as possible. So what this movie really is, if you really break it down, is it's sort of an 80s high school comedy, like set in the old West. So it's
mm-hmm.
you could say it's The Searchers meets 16 Candles.
Yeah.
And it was true to Arizona.
If you say 16 Candles, I am in.
Oh, that was cool. It was true to Arizona.
That was completely
also
my genre. I'm a redhead. I was the ugly redhead, and she still ended up with a cute boy.
There are elements of Better Off Dead in this movie, the old Cusack.
You made me hate 1882.
Yeah, that's, you know, there you go. That's our goal.
They made it look like it was horrible to live back then.
What do you think it was? They didn't know any better.
It would have been.
Yeah.
There's no medicine. There's you gotta hunt your own food. There's like one store that sells eight things.
No black bar,
and everybody in there wants to kill you. It's just miserable.
I have a question though, Seth. Did you guys do research on the mustachery? Because I came in here looking like an idiot, thinking that was the most expensive thing to own back then.
No, amazing. The mustachery was something that we came up with based on our research of you know, we looked at a lot of old photographs of men of that time, and they all have this really like arrogant look on their face when they're getting their picture taken, and they have these massive, bushy, just elaborate mustaches. The song "If You've Only Got a Mustache," which is used in the movie, which is a real song, seemed to confirm that this was some sort of like status symbol back then. You have a big mustache, and you're one of the more well-to-do fellows in town.
Yeah.
How is your ability to grow facial hair, Seth? Because I don't think I've ever seen you with a bunch of facial hair.
Can you grow?
I tried it in college because I wanted to look like you know, Jonathan Frakes from Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Yeah, you end up looking like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I was itching all day. I was scratching all day. I was miserable. So I wasn't tough enough for a beard.
Are you a hairy man overall, or are you pretty?
What? Why? What kind of intimate here?
I'm just asking.
He's average.
Ah, look, listen. That's a perfectly normal question.
Thank you.
I think I'm
Big Al, Seth, by the way.
I think I'm about average in the follicle department.
Okay. All right.
Now, Seth, most men that I know that watch Family Guy and watch, you know, your movies, they take a lot of this as fact and history. Like JC said, for instance, coming in thinking a mustachery was a real thing. Are you worried that you're going to set the young generation back with their historical knowledge?
You know, we figured Cosmos would be a good antidote to that.
Right.
So that's why we did that show.
And are a lot of ladies going to be happy with this movie? You think a lot of women will like to go to see this movie? Because I know the guys will. But
so you're saying it's very male humor?
That's the thing. You know, when we tested the movie actually tested higher with our female audiences than Ted did, which was surprising.
Yeah.
But then when you look at it, it makes sense because it is, you know, the movie is at its core, it is a love story. It's oddly a date movie. I mean, it's the Western part of it that oftentimes, you know, it's like a. I'm sure a lot of women will say, you know, I don't want to go see a Western, but it really, we managed to break that curse in the storytelling. So I think it's going to surprise a lot of women who are dragged by their boyfriends to see this movie.
Well, because there's a heartthrob as the lead,
right.
You.
And his character is so likable. He really is.
Hysterical with that, but it's, you know, the whole thing holds together really beautiful. I'm really as proud of this as anything I've done.
Well, nice. Seth MacFarlane, A Million Ways to Die in the West is out in theaters. Go watch it. I personally loved it.
I liked it. Seth, I mean, the part that I stayed awake for. I really did enjoy it.
Come on, man.
I'm serious.
That's real cool, man.
He was very tired. Seth, he was very tired.
Yeah, he sleeps through everything.
Dude. We're a morning show.
I loved it, Seth. Thank you so much for joining us, my man.
Cool. Thanks, you guys.
All right.
Thank you.